Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And happy July 4th weekend to all of you. And the fact that you're here, that means you survived July 4th yesterday, huh? What a welcome also to our brothers and sisters and families who are following us through television, radio, and internet. We gather here on this 239th birthday weekend of our nations. We thank God for His numerous blessings He bestowed on our country. And we ask the Lord to continue to guide and lead us in His faith. As we prepare ourselves to celebrate these most sacred mysteries, let us then call to mind our sins and ask the Lord for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you,
us pray. O God, who in the abasement of your Son have raised up a fallen world, fill your faithful with holy joy. For on those you have rescued from slavery to sin, you bestow eternal gladness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. As the Lord spoke to me, the Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet. And I heard the one who was speaking say to me, Son of man, I am sending you to the Israelites, rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have revolted against me to this very day. Hard of faith and obstinate of heart are they to whom I am sending you. But you shall say to them, thus says the Lord God. And whether they heed or resist, for they are a rebellious house, they shall know that a prophet has been among them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our eyes are fixed on the Lord, pleading for his mercy. Our eyes are fixed on the Lord, pleading for his mercy. To you have I lifted up my eyes, you who dwell in the heavens. Behold, like the eyes of slaves on the hand of their Lord. Our eyes are fixed on the Lord, pleading for his mercy. Like the eyes of a servant on the hand of her mistress, so our eyes are on the Lord our God, till he shows us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. We are filled with contempt. Indeed, all too full is our soul with the scorn of the arrogant, the disdain of the proud.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, that I, Paul, might not become too elated because of the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, an angel of Satan, to beat me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I begged the Lord about this, that it might leave me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. I will rather boast most gladly of my weaknesses, in order that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and constraints for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong." The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord.
A word of happy July 4th weekend to all of you. On this day, 239 years ago, the forefathers declared the independence from all human tyranny, and perhaps even declared the dependency on God. 239 years later, we still want to pledge that to not being ruled by any human tyranny. At the same time, however, we are slowly moving ourselves away from our dependency on God. We as Catholics, have always pledged our dependency on God at our baptism. And as Catholics, when we baptize, although most of us were baptized as infants, we were baptized borrowing the faith from our parents and godparents. But if parents and godparents' faith are not strong, then there's very little to borrow from. Let's say, for example, a parent failed to attend Sunday Masses, or perhaps if they're married but not married in the church, then there's very little to borrow for that child. That's a story of a little boy whom, you know that most churches, when we baptize like in the cathedral after the last Mass on Sunday. We have one today. But other churches, when they have the Mass time that's far enough, that they're baptized during Mass. And it was during, after the baptism, where the families were so happy and they were taking pictures, and grandpa and grandma and everybody was running around taking pictures. The little boy who was just baptized was 3 years old. He was sitting on the steps and he was crying right in the front of the church. And the mother asked him, I said, "Son, you should be happy. Today you got to become baptized and become God's children." And the little boy said, "I know, but the priest told me that I have to be raised in a Christian family, but I want to stay with you guys." I think that little boy had said something to raise the awareness to the fact that perhaps his family did not yet practice the faith that they professed to believe in. And so we oftentimes, as Catholic, we think that baptism is just to remove original sin. If that's the case, then indeed, we just need to come into the church, baptize, and never come back again. But actually, our baptism is much more than that. It's not only remove original sin, but it also make us God's children. We were once nobody, now we become somebody through our baptism. And not only that, we get to partake and share in the kingdom of God's heaven. And so at our baptism, we also given the threefold offices of baptism itself: priest, prophet, and king. As priest, we must participate in the Sunday Eucharist every week. It's not an option, actually it's an obligation. And the reason it's such a serious sin when we miss is because when we don't go to Mass on Sunday, we actually are telling God that we have something more important than God that day, and so we don't go to Mass. And so that's why it's such a serious sin. And then, of course, that's as priests, we have to participate in it. And then we are supposed to be kings or queens, to govern our family with love, with honor and respect, the way Jesus has done so with the church. And the third role is prophet. And that's something I'd like to expound on today. Being prophet is not that they have the ability to foretell the futures, because we all have that role. If that was the case, then we all be millionaires, because we know the six numbers of the lottery every time. And so it's not about being able to foretell the future, but it's about correcting and helping people to convert, to change their way of life if they're on the wrong path. And so being prophet is never popular. We have to tell people what they don't want to hear. And oftentimes to change requires a lot of pain and suffering to go through these changes. And so as people, we don't like to change that much. And so we'd rather get rid of the prophet than to get rid of our bad habits instead. So prophets are usually persecuted. But that's what we are called to do. Oftentimes saying things that people might not like to hear, but they need to hear it. In today's first reading from the prophet Ezekiel, he was sent by God saying, "Go to the house of Israel, they've been led astray." Now they too one time have declared dependency on God, but they, over the years, they have loosened their ways, and then they have lost their path to God. So God called Ezekiel to come and announce to them, telling them, correcting them, lead them back to God. And Ezekiel in a way said, "Well, what if they don't listen?" And God said, "That's not a role of the prophet to determine whether they'll listen or not. Your role is to say it, to be faithful to the message." And so Ezekiel did. He went to the house of Israel. He preached God's word. They did not heed his warning. Was Ezekiel a failure? No, because he was faithful to God and the role he has to do to fulfill. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus too, the Son of God, came down to earth, and he, the past 3 years, he'd been going around the countryside and working all these miracles, preaching God's word to them, making the blind see, the mute talk, the deaf hear, the lame walking again, the dead raised to life, and he finally came home, hoping that he will meet with much acceptance. But the contrary is true. When he came, people looked at him and said, wait a minute, isn't this the same Jesus who ran away around our neighborhood when he was younger? Isn't he the carpenter, the son of Mary? Isn't his brother and sister, namely his cousins, Joseph and Judas and the like? So they were too familiar with him, and so they ignored him. And Jesus couldn't do anything except just heal a few that he laid hand on them, and he walked away saddened for their lack of faith. And so we today are being called to be prophets in the midst of all these things that we encounter in our world today. Our country, although still are very firm on our independence, but we at the same time, we become less dependency on God with all the laws that are being passed. That's contrary to human conscience, is contrary to religious liberties. And so that's much to pray for, and that's much to be talked about. The more that we are feeling oppressed, the more vocal we have to become. And it starts with our families. I remember my mother every weekend would still call my brother and sister, who are in their 40s, to remind them, it's Sunday, go to Mass. They hated it, but they needed to hear that. I remember that when we, as being prophet, doesn't mean that the older has to proclaim to the younger. Sometimes it's the other way around as well. When I was about 18, my father's passed away. I lived with my uncle, hoping that he would teach me the fatherly role. He was very good to me, except for one thing. He did not attend Mass on Sunday. And so every Sunday, I'll go to Mass twice. Once in the morning, in the evening, I borrow his car again and would attend in the evening. And he would, after a few times, he said, why do you go to Mass twice? I said, well, I went once for me and the other time for you. And by the way, Jesus said hi. He hated me for doing that. But he thanked me later on his deathbed before he died that he said that it bothered him throughout his life when I did that. Also, we need to tell people in our families, especially, we need to be prophets to our family first. There's a lot of good things that America has to offer, but there's also some things that we should not never be picked up as people who migrated here. I have nieces and nephews in their 20s and 30s, and they live with their boyfriends or girlfriends. And every time I see them, I would just say, well, I've been praying for you a lot, and my prayer is that one of these days that you will get married in the church, that will make grandma and me and God very happy. And by the way, if you come to me, I'll say your wedding for free. They don't like me very much. And it's okay, because we can never cease to be prophets. Whether people listen or not, we say things we need to be said, because that's what God would have wanted to say. And so on these days of 239 years of independence, we ask the Lord to continue to bless our country, that we might always be grateful for the blessings he bestowed on us. At the same time, perhaps to recommit ourselves to be dependent on God. It's not easy to be prophet in our time today. It takes a lot more humility to hear and listen to the prophets of our time as well. We ask the Lord to give us the courage and the strength to do both. Let us now stand and pray. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God is always willing to reach out to us in our need, if only we ask. Let us make these prayers then, confidence in God's listening ear.
For our church, as we strive together and individually to witness God's truth and salvation to the pagan world around us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our pastoral and community leaders have the humility and generosity of spirit to listen and to learn from the wisdom of the people of faith in our midst, let us pray to the Lord. For a conversion of heart and a return in penance and sorrow to our covenant with God and our nation as we mark our 239th year of independence, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for those who speak up for the poor, the downtrodden, and the people of the margins of our society, that their voice might be heard, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusuta J. Canales, Deacon Ron Dubuque, Delia Farias, and Frank Garcia, Jr., let us pray to the Lord. Also in thanksgiving to St. Anthony of Padua and for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. For all of these needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord God, you are always there for those who come to you in faith. We ask that you hear the prayers that we lift up to you today and grant them in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. May this oblation dedicated to your name purify us, O Lord, and day by day bring our conduct closer to the life of heaven, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for in you we live and move and have our being, while in his body we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possesses the pleasure of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. May you please confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servants Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the praise of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen, 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 amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace.
Love.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Lord Jesus Christ keep me safe until my life. Body of Christ.
Join in singing our communion hymn, number 913, I Received the Living God.
From whom no thing can grow.
receive this living bread, and my spirit you shall know. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. I receive the living God, and my heart is full.
Grant, we pray, O Lord, that having been replenished by such grace gifts, we may gain the prize of salvation and never cease to praise you, through Christ our Lord. Amen. We have a few announcements. The first is that next Saturday we'll be feeding the homeless from our parish here. The Knights of Columbus will be in charge of that. And you'd like to help us out, be here at 6:30 in St. Joseph's Hall downstairs. We'll cook the taquitos together, and then we'll take it out to Mother Teresa's shelter, and we'll feed them from there. And also on behalf of Bishop Michael Mulvey and the parish priests and deacons and staff, we'd like to wish all of you a safe and happy July 4th weekend. If you happen to be visiting us, may God grant you safe passage home. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
On announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in singing our recessional hymn, number 965, America the Beautiful.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.